left off yesterday, although we started off talking about a sugya that was really a knas-oriented sugya, or a nisuin of an anusa-oriented sugya, we came to the quick realization that that question really permeates other areas, potentially permeates other areas of halacha, and it really touches on a more global question as a relationship between the rabbanus and the raisas. When you have a certain halacha that's formulated that you require something which is roilika, it has to be fit to do the following. The woman has to be fit to marry in order to pay a knas, according to some. Or the woman has to be fit to marry in order to be permitted to marry her. So someone who is not fit to marry, someone who is not re'uya to marry, midirabanan, are they still considered to be re'uya, not re'uya? So we had a Gemara seemed to say one thing, the Rambam seemed to say something else, but like Zachron, what the real answer is. And all of a sudden we found ourselves way out of Masechta Ksuba, into Masechta Soita, discussing the din of v'nikah yishmi avon, the halacha that a woman is only eligible to be subject to the test of Meisota if the ish is menuka b'yavon, if the ish hasn't violated aveiros. What aveira exactly are we talking about? So we said, according to Rashi, the discussion is really a moot discussion, because according to Rashi, menuka ish b'yavon is referring only to the specific aveira of being baal sotasa. So if the man was baal, was ish tosota, in between when she was nistura, before she drinks, so once he violated that kind of an aveira, that's a mafki of the meisota. The meisota, the whole mystical power, the whole special ruchnistical power of meisota is just not going to work if the man violated the isur of soita. But the Rambam says, v'nikash mi'avon applies to all isurim, at least all isurim of isur biya. Anytime the man violated any isur biya ever whatsoever in the history of the world, so this particular man, since the day he was born, that's considered to be a mafkiya, that's considered to be a something that knocks the meisota out of the box. So before we get to the application of this sugya in terms of us, in terms of Yisurim Durabanim, we just have to take a step back for a moment and analyze, just understand exactly what the ramifications of this machlokes is Rashi and the Rambam wrote down. So everybody agrees there's some kind of a din here, some kind of a din deraisa, that the Torah is telling us that even though Hashem is promising us the meisota are a great way of testing, but they don't always work. There's an exception to the rule. And the exception to the rule is it has to be menuka b'avon. According to Rashi, the oven is the Yisur of Saita. And the Rambam, the oven is any Biasura. This Machlekes Rashi and Rambam has to be understood in light of another Gemara that appears in the end of Masechta Sota. But the Gemara has a startling statement about another possible limitation on the Meisota. The Gemara calls Pesukim not even in Chumash anymore, Pesukim in Navi, that seems to tell us that not only if the man is not up to par, but if the children in the family are not up to par, there are funny things going on in this family. This is just not a very frum, not a very highly moral, ethical family. There's all kinds of nus, all kinds of strange things going on in this family. So the Gemara quotes a post that says, the whole Meisota is not going to work. Not just the man is Mizana. The children are Mizana. That's somehow a mafkia, that's a pote there. A pote that's a mafkia, it's a posel of the Meisota. So according to the Rambam, I can begin to understand that there. What the Gemara is saying is that not only, like it says in the Chumash, "Venika ish miyavon," if it's preetzus on the man's vantage point, that some of the meisota becomes no longer functioning, but even if the children are mizana, which type of zanus are they mizana with? I don't care which kind of zanus. If he's boil, he's boil anerva, he's boil amamzeres, his children are boil there. There's some kind of isur, a bias asur is taking place in this family. Somehow that's the mafki of the koach of the meisaita. Meisaita is so powerful. Meisaita is only something you bring down to ruchnius. That means if otherwise everyone's up to par and there's one woman, she's the one who's guilty. She's the one who's ruining the ruchnius in this family. So then the meisaita can attack. But if there's such priests all over the place, he's mizana, she's mizana, him is mizana, the kids are mizana, the daughters, everyone's mizana, then the whole meisaita just falls by. The whole thing, the whole trick, the whole great kavaldika ruchnius dika remedy called the meisaita is not going to work. So according to the Rambam, I understand that the chiddush of this pasuk, the chiddush of this din that the Gemara learns out from Pesukim, or Bina Navi, is that not only if the husband is mizana, but even if the children are mizana, that's also enough. But according to Rashi, there's no din that if the man is mizana, the meisaita no good. There's a very, very small quirk of a detail called if the husband violated the specific issur called bal sotasai, that's going to be mafkia the meisaita from working. What does that do with the children? The children didn't violate any the issur of bal sotasso. They're not even married. They don't even have women. They don't even have wives who are sotas anymore. Their sons are 15 years old. Nobody's married yet. So what's the Gemara talking about? What kind of din is this that not only if the husband was on it, so the children was on it also, but the act of Zinus that the halacha addresses according to Rashi is only the very, very specific issur of Baal Sotasa, which of course is totally irrelevant to the children. So this whole extension, this whole added dimension doesn't make any sense according to Rashi. So the Rishonim write, the Me'iri writes, that Mestama, what the Gemara means is as follows. There's nothing objectively problematic. Please don't take this out of context. There's nothing objectively problematic with the children being mezana. Namely, the fact that the children being mezana, that in and of itself is not really what ruins it for the Meisaita. What it does is that it throws into question just how frum the husband is. Namely, if his children are acting so inappropriately, in other areas, whoever they're being mezana with, not that they're being mezana with Isha Sotas, they're being mezana, whoever they're being mezana with, Echpatli, who they're being mezana with. If they're doing a veiros in the realm of Vias Asuros, that's very often indicative of the fact that the father's not so machmidi, not always. It's not always true, because the son's not acting up to par, it's not always a reflection on the father, but sometimes it's a reflection on the father. Sometimes, when you become parents, sometimes, a little kid comes home and he says something, he didn't get it from out of a vacuum. Either he heard it at home, or heard it in school, or heard it on the street. He picked it up somewhere. So if the kids are acting inappropriately, there's a very good chance that they saw that inappropriate behavior, that those attitudes being displayed by the parents. Very, very possible. Therefore, says the Me'iri, we always have to be nervous that if we see these children taking this area of halacha very lightly, that may reflect poorly on the father, that maybe the father's also taking this area lightly. And what's so terrible if he's taking it lightly? If he's taking Bias Asuras lightly, then there's always an outside chance that what may have happened, he may have also taken the Yisra of Baal Sotasa lightly. Since he's a guy who doesn't all care all that much about the Dinim of Pritzas, the Dinim of Tzniyas, so then there's always in the back of that mind, that Chashash, that Sofek, that maybe he was Taka Baal Sotasa. If he was Baal Sotasa, and then Menuka V'Oven wasn't fulfilled, then the whole word is not going to work. Therefore, says the Me'iri, if we see a family where there's this Pritzas galore, we're not going to give the mother of this family to drink the Meisaita. Because for us to be mochek, to shema Hashem l'mayim, we're only going to give the drink to the Sota if we know for a fact that it's really going to be effective. If we think that this drug isn't going to work, we think that this drink isn't going to do the trick, we think that this drink is going to become ending up being a dud, it's not really going to work, because there's going to be some chashash, we have any chashash whatsoever, that the father was violated, did a balsa tasai, so then we're not going to give it to drink. What leads us to believe that maybe the father is balsa tasai? The fact that the son is doing X, Y, and Z. So whereas, according to the Rambam, it's a much more direct conclusion. Not only does the father have to be up to par, the children have to be up to par as well. According to Rashi, no, we don't really care about the children. We really care about the father, and we don't really care about the father's general tzinius record. We only care about the Baal Sotasa. It's just that there's always that outside fear that maybe Hitaka was Baal Sotasa, therefore we're not going to give the drink. So we salvage it, this Rashi. Okay, Machshav could read the Sar Philippe. We still have the Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam going for us, and again, we're still leading up about what this has to do with their Rabbanus and their Isis. There is a Mishnah in Masechta Sotah. It tells us, let's say a person is married to a woman who he is not supposed to be married to. He is married, let's say, a kohen is married to a grusha. And she goes ahead and becomes a sota. So they weren't supposed to be married in the first place. They're supposed to get divorced, but before he got around to divorcing, now she became a sota. Would we give her to drink the water or not? What's the din? So what does the Mishnah say? No. She says, don't bother giving her the water, because it's not going to work anyway. Why is it not going to work? So the Gemara doesn't say exactly why it's not going to work. So you tell me, why is it not going to work? Kain's married to a grusha. The kangol is married to an almana. We're not going to give the water to drink. Why? Why is it not going to work? So according to the Rambam, why is it not going to work? Because if he's been married to her for the last 15 years, that's an indication he's violated Bias Asuras. So anytime you violated any Bias Asura, whether you violated Bias Asura with this woman, whether you violated Bias Asura with another, it doesn't matter. It's all the same deal. So there is no independent halacha called your wife has to be muteris to you. The halacha is, it has to be menucha miyavon, and any biyasura is called the chisan of menucha miyavon. But according to Rashi, we have a little bit of a problem. According to Rashi, what did I do wrong? I violated a marriage, I'm married to a grusha? Okay, azma. So I did malacha yontif, so I was shatnes, I spoke lashon, so I did aveiras. Okay, according to Rashi, there's no aveira per se interferes with the potency of the water. There's only one aver out there that can throw out the question, the ability of the water to work, and that's balsa tussli. She's a grusha l'koyim, but she's not a sota. So what's the problem? So that's what Rashi on the spot makes up another drasha, dug up a sefrei that says, tachas isheich, prat le misha ein ru'i l'isha. Says in the Chumash that part of the process of the sota is that you give it a drink and you make it take a shvua. V'yad ki satis tachas isheich l'chinit meis. It has to be someone who's ru'i l'isha, isha with a mapkei. Mapkeis are very important. They can sometimes change the meaning. Sometimes they don't change the meaning so bad. So if you miss one or two, we're not going to make the bar mitzvah boy go back. If you miss the mapkei, you know, rather than risking him coughing up the mapkei, you know, to such an extent, we try to tell them to emphasize it as best as you can. But if you know you miss a machtisah, a boker, machtisah, a arv a little bit, it's not going to be the end of the world. But if your lady fashions matos and you miss all the ishas, and you just say isha, 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 then your parasha undid the entire meaning of the parasha. So tachas isha, that's an important word. Tachas isheich. It has to be that they're royal lekach to be married. So Rashi took up a sefer that says that there's a special b'zayas that the marriage has to be a good marriage. In addition, nothing to do with this din of nika avim. Nika avim is a different word. Nika avim is one din that the husband cannot have violated the yisur saita. And there's a second halach which has nothing to do with this discussion, is that it has to be a marriage that's supposed to be taking place. According to the Rambam, there is no new halacha of tachas isheich. According to the Rambam, it has to be minuka miyavim. Minuka miyavim means any biasura is a mafki of the mind. According to Rashi, the shitasa, since Rashi holds that there is no global din of minuka miyavim, it's a unique, limited din to saita, therefore Rashi felt compelled to dig up this ephray that there's an additional halacha that, in addition to minuka miyavim, there's another din that the marriage has to be royal kach to be a marriage.
Wouldn't this be a better version of the hearing? I mean, if he's someone who's going to violate these types of yisurim, and then he's probably done by also tassel. It's even a better concern
right. Except that the concern of Iri may not be a real concern to Raisa, because the Gemara only quotes Pesukim from Navi for that. So that could be like more of like a chashash, like with the Rabban, right? This is a real din deraisa. So the mice, with all the dust settles, we have Machlokes Rashi in the realm. So we're good to go. We have Rashi, the realm, everything's gevaldik, okay? But now I want to go back to where we really left off yesterday, the part that's really relevant for our discussion, because we're not learning Masechus. So today we're learning Masechus. At least this week. I think it was a toss-up whether we more of a calm walk service, you know? It's close call. Okay. So Rabbi Sai comes to Rambam and says, give me some examples of Bias Asuras. I want some non-Menucha Miyavim people, please. Give me some examples. Got some examples for me? What do you got for me? Okay, what do we got? Let me know. A lot of moving around here. So the Rambam starts in Berachas, Kol ish shebo biyasur miyomov, ein amayim bokin asishtai. V'nika ish miyomov. Lefikach, therefore, says the Rambam, Rashi would never have said lefikach, because according to Rashi, there are two different dinim. But according to the Rambam, it's one din, lefikach. Im hoise ishtai asura lov mechai v'lavin, oi mechai v'yase, afilu shniya, ein ishoise. She can't drink because it's not menuka b'yavon. Like according to Rambam, halacha ches and halacha tes, the mamash one and the same. Lefikach connects the two. So the Rambam listed off chayvei lavin, chayvei yasei, shniyas. How come the Rambam didn't say chayvei krisus? The Rambam's already listing off all the women who are so shouldn't he say chayvei krisus? Come on, this is a joke question. This is just to wake anybody up. According to the Rambam, why is there no din of Saita b'chayvei krisus? Because they're not married. Because Kedushin aren't Tosin, so she's not his wife. So she's not a Saita. Okay? Just in case anyone was awake. So comes the Rambam and says, L'fikach ha'maisa ishta asura la b'chayvei lav m'chayvei esei, afilu shniya in the shoysi. So the Rambam is explicit that afilu shniya is considered to be a b'yas. So this Rambam, as you pointed out at the end of the shiur yesterday, this Rambam seems very much to support who? The Mishnah Melech theme, the Kesem Mishnah theme, and even Yisurim D'Rabbanan, a part of the picture, a filu shniyah. According to Maris Sasson, very hard to read. But the Rambam goes one step further. Comes the Rambam. In Habakta Alokhaches, Kol isha ba bi asur miyama. Acha shehigdil. Eina maya ma'arin baikin sishtai. Ve'afilu ba al arusasai bebeis chomiv. She asura mi divir seifrim. Eina maya baikin sishtai. The Rambam adds on another example of an isur derabana. Not only shnia, but back in Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, the isur of arusasai. Namely, he was mekadesh and isha. And he didn't do nesuin with her yet. And he goes in and has beer with her. So he didn't have aveira. He wasn't supposed to do that. That's called the isur bola rusasai. The Rambam holds explicitly that the isur bola rusasai was only an isur midirabana. There is no mokrofer in the Chumash. There's a din of erisin in the Chumash. There's a din of nesuin in the Chumash. There are differences between arusa nesua midiraisa. But in terms of the isur bia bola rusasai, the Rambam holds there is no such thing. Once the woman is mekudesh, as long as atarish is mutaris to him. So the Yisr Bola Rasasa Beveis Chomiv is only an Yisr Derabonon, says the Rambam. Not everybody agrees to this Rambam, just as an aside. There are those who want to argue that maybe Bola Rasasa is Tachan Yisr Deraisa. Okay, if you hold this way, then there's nothing to discuss, but we're learning the Shita Sarama. Why is this relevant for Achilas Matzah? Why is this Machalik Yisrisham relevant for Achilas Matzah? Because the famous Rishami, where the Rishami says that if a person needs Matzah on Erev Pesach, it's Ki'ilu Bola Rasasa Beveis Chomiv. Just as Bola Rasasa, he can't wait. He can't hold out until the Chasana. He can't wait a little while. So the person who has to jump and eat the matzah at Erev Pesach, he can't wait till the Seder. So that's like a Bechin of like a Gedr of a Nisar, a Bola Rasasa Beis Chomiv. That's what the Rishonim quote, that just as it says in Masechet Kala, that Kala Bloy Bracha Asur Labayla, that not only do you have to wait to have Nisuin, but you have to have Brachas also. You have to have Sheva Brachas. If you don't make the Sheva Brachas under the Chuppah, so then there's an Isser, this Isser of Bola Rasasa still applies. Whether that's really true or not, whether that's what the Masechet Kala says, but assuming that's what it says, so you see that it's not enough just that the time of Nisuin should arrive, but you have to have actually brachas. So that's what some say. That's what Taisus quotes, that we make seven brachas before we eat the matzah. You just have to work really hard to figure out what exactly those seven brachas are. What are the seven brachas before you eat the matzah? What are they? You got to work hard on them. Okay, Bar Prey Rafin? Kiddush? Shechiyanu in there? I didn't say it's easy to figure out. Why? Asher Galanu. Because there's a second Bar Priyagofen, Machalik Zerishonim. What? Bar Priyadama. Does that count? Is that a real Chiyav? Halachilas Matzah. Hamotzi. Is there 8 brachas? 7 brachas? Depends how you divide up the kibbutim. So it's not so simple. If you hadn't divided up the kibbutim with the Seder, you would have a lot of trouble trying to figure out. You'd call up somebody to Mechubim and Brachas Asher Galanu, the guy doesn't show up. So it's not so simple what the 7 brachas are. But whatever they are, the Rishonim write, some of them are 7 brachas. So there's the Shail and the Rishonim, whether the Yisra of eating matzah in her face, because it is a deraisa now. So the Boshel that the Rishama gives us, the Bola Rasasa, so the Chara depends. If you hold like the Ram, the Bola Rasasa is on the Rabban, and the Yisra of Echilas matzah in her face was also in the Rabban. If you somehow think the Bola Rasasa was in a deraisa, based on something in the Shoah, so then maybe the Yisra of Echilas matzah in her face should somehow also be deraisa. That's a question. But getting back to this, the Rambam for sure holds that the Yisra Bola Rasasa is only in the Rabban. Some wanted to be Medayak from the Nusach HaBrach under the Chuppah, we say, so the fact that we're saying Arayas and Arusas in the same breath, that shows that others must all be the Araisa. And others say it doesn't show anything, because we make brachas on the Rabbanus also. So we're making a bracha on the Arayas, which are the Arayas, and then we're making a bracha on the Rabbanus, which is Arusa. So you can't tell one way or the other. So the bottom line is, we don't know what the answer to the question is, but the one thing we do know with absolute certainty is the Shita Sir Rambam. So the Rambam holds that the Issa of Arusa is only an Issa of the Rabbanan, and then the Rambam says that since it's only an Issa Derabanan, and I just told you a minute ago that Shniyas, which are Derabanan, are included in the din of Menucha Miyavon, so the Rambam says, I am Lashitasi. Like I said in Halachates, vis-a-vis Shniyas, I'm now saying in Halachas, vis-a-vis Erusin. So according to the Rambam, it's very clear that if a person is Mizana with either a stranger, whether he's Mizana with Satasai, whether he's Mizana with a Shniya, whether he's Mizana with an Arusasai, and all of the above, he qualifies as an Einam Nukum Yavon, and the Homei Seit is not going to be effective. And this is all Shit to Rambam. And again, this fits in nicely. This is the Rambam, the Rabbanus Deraisas. This is the Kesemish, the Mishnah Melech story. Everything seems to fit very nicely. Not necessarily, though. The Rambam still made a tremendous jump. Just because the Rambam says that a Shnia is called a lack of Nukum Yavon, it's a big, big jump to say that an Arusa is also called Lach of the Kriyav. What's the difference between the two? There's a real big difference between a person who's Boel Shnia and a person who's Bo Ala Rusalsa. What's the big difference between the two? A Rusalsa is only a temporary problem. She's only a sur for the next couple of days, next couple of hours. So Dovashesh Lamatirin, to quote from your dad, means it's not such a bad Isser. Oh, it's a worse Isser, according to the Rambam. Just kidding. It's an Isser Hetter. So one could have argued logically that maybe the Rambam is right vis-a-vis Shnius. Maybe it's that, I'm not sure. But to jump and say from Shnius to Arusa, that's really a big jump. We have reason to believe that maybe Rishonim who actually differentiate between the two, and quite possibly based on that very reason. Who do we have as a precedent to possibly differentiate between the two? So there is a cryptic statement of the Ravid commenting on this Rambam. So the Rambam is the one who said that, again, Menuchah B'Yavon includes everything. Menuchah B'Yavon includes the Rabbanon, like Shnia. And then the Rambam went the extra mile and says Menuchah B'Yavon also disqualifies Arusa, notwithstanding the fact that she's about to become Uteris. So the Ravid, did I put the Ravid on? Somewhere, right? Oh, towards the bottom. So the Ravid says, Om Avram had the loik ilchasa mishmaisa deresh arusa v'shemeres yavam. So says the Ravid, this last line of the Rambam, ishalek yalocha. The implication of the Ravid is that he had no qualms with anything else the Rambam said. Everything the Rambam writes is right. All the Mishnah Torah, everything he says is right. Almost. Except for this one line. So he asked because a little point. So the Ravid sitting and saying shit. That's how the Ravid would say shit. He'd read the Rambam. The reason why it says Amar Avram is because his Talmidim are writing. He would say this year, he would read the Rambam, he would make his comments, so Talmidim are writing, Amar Avram, Avram, Avram. That the Rebbe said, the Rebbe Kazakh Dazai. So the Ravid only made a Hasag on this Rambam. It sounds like the basic theme of the Rambam, the Ravid's okay with. It means he likes the Rambam's idea of Menuchah Me'yavon, not Rashi's limited version. He even doesn't comment on the Rambam's application to Shnius. So well, that got past the scrutiny of the Ravid. But what the Ravid didn't like was the issue of Arusa. He didn't like that extension to Arusa. Why should that be so? What's the Svar L'chalek? If the Ravid is willing to concede to Shnia, why does he jump in the Rambam by Arusa? So probably for the reason that we said, most probably that's the Svar L'chalek, that Arusa is significantly more of a Chiddush, because it's something which is a Dovah Sheyesh L'Hetter, just momentarily it's going to become Uteris.
Nida, we saw the Rambam also.
Nida's a toughie. We'll leave Nida out of the picture. But the Ravid didn't just say it mitam atzmo, just mitam svara. The Ravid referenced the Gemara. Anyone bother look up the Gemara that the Rambam referenced? Did I put it on the Rambam Kamas? Didn't I put it on somewhere? Where is it? Where did I put it on? So many Gemaras here in sight. I don't know if I put them all on. Where was the Pratli Arusa? The Shemer is Yavam part. Oh, here we go. Okay, Tal Chavdal on days, right? Okay, so the Mishnah starts off by saying that you can have a woman who is not supposed to be Mizan with anybody else right now. There's no question she should not be Mizan with somebody else. And the husband goes ahead, or the quote unquote husband goes ahead and gives her kinui. She goes in and violates his kin, and she does stira. And now he's all ready to make her drink the water. So the Mishnah says, not so simple. If she's only an Arusa, she can't drink the water. The test of sota is not going to work for an Arusa, only for an Asua. So again, as we said before, the differences between Arusa and Asua are differences with Daraisa. An Arusa, like a marshal, what are some of the differences with Daraisa between Arusa and Asua? There are differences in what? And to Muskanim, Afaras the Dorim, but owners sometimes for Znus, have given us for Sait, a lot of differences, la halacha. Whether or not the Isser Arusas was there, I said not, that depends what was there before, but there are differences for sure. So the Mishnah learns out from a series of psukim in Parshas Nasu, the Din of Saita, that the Din of Saita will not be effective if the woman is still in Arusa. This does not mean to say she didn't tell a terrible aveir. It does not mean to say that if she was talking about Zanah, she was a Rulabayla. She's an Eshes Eshezins. If a woman is an Arusa, she's Chayevus Misa for what she did. She's a Surah Labala, Surah Labala. It's the word. It's terrible what she did. But there's a special exercise cost that Saita is not going to work. So the Mishnah learns out from a Pasuk. Asher Tiste Ishta Tachas. This is, you got to really, really right. Asher Tiste Isha Tachas Isha. You got to read that right. It means a woman who will be Sota Tachas Isha. under her husband. So the word isha is prala arusa shmes. Yeah, we'll leave that out for now. Prala arusa. So it's especially that's a cause of that there's no din of a saita if the woman is still in arusa. So comes the Gemara on the topic of Dalam of Days and gets very, very picky on this drasha. The implication of this drasha is that the drasha is necessary. If not for this drasha, so an arusa would have had all the makings, all the trappings of a saita. She could have been a saita. There's an iser eshesish on her. She wasn't supposed to do, he had kinoi, she wasn't supposed to do stira, and all the possibilities of becoming a saita, except it falls short of this gzesa cross of Tachas Isha. So comes Zigman and says, really? What's the case? Says Zigman, top of Chavdarim Abeis, El the time, but the chsivi hani kroi. Halav hochi have a min arusa shasya. I would have said, mitam atzmi, that an arusa is subject to drinking. There's a special quirk, a special kosov in Saita, that the husband has to be have first had relations with this woman before the prospective boil had relations with her. If the husband has not yet been with this woman, and now the shalav znus kicks in, the shal of kinyan stira kicks in. It's nishkin soita. Mibala de ishech. The Torah says that you had been with somebody else except for your husband. The implication is obvious. You had with your husband first. So comes the Gemara and says, "So what's the case exactly? If she's still an arusa, he hasn't been with her. But isn't that understood? If she's still arusasai, so then what's the shail of her becoming a saita? What are you telling me? Maybe she becomes a saita. Maybe no. Maybe yeah. Maybe no exists. A cause of yes. No." Stop, discussion over, penalty mark is down. She's not a Saita Bechlal because it's not Mibaladei Sheikh, it's lacking, and that tonight Mibaladei Sheikh, that condition Mibaladei Sheikh is lacking. So says the Gemara, come on, what kind of cash is that? Says the Gemara, Amar Bechama, Meshkachas Akon Shebol La'oros Beveis Aviyah. Hocham Ha'askinan, he's not so from. Hocham Ha'askinan, he was boil her Beveis Chamiyah. So we fulfilled the din of Mibaladei Sheikh. So the timeline was, it was Erisin first. Then the Oros was born ala Rusasai. Then the potential Kinoi Stira kicks in. You could theoretically be Mashkehar. Oh, but you can't because of Exesikos, because she's not yet Tachas Isha. So says Rabbi Chama, Hokal Maeskin and Akash Lemaisa, we stuck in a ball, Oros of ala Rusasa for good luck in order to fulfill this pasuk of. That's the Gemara's answer. Baruch Hashem can breathe a sigh of relief. You know what's the Rabbi's kasha? What's the kasha of the Rabbi? No? If that's the case, then there's no salt anyway. You know why? Because according to the Ram, it ain't what? It ain't Menuka Me'avon. Because he violated the terrible Isser of Baal Arusasai. So says the Rabbi Zetman Pindov, and the fact that Rabbi Chama came up with this wild scenario, this gzeres hakasov of Baladei Ishech, up to the gzeres hakasov of Lamait Arusa, and built into the necessity for that gzeres hakasov is this fact of these four words, Oros Bala Arusa. If this event didn't take place, then there's no need for the pasuk of the Chumash. And the fact that the Torah is addressing such a reality, Zetman Pindov says the Rabbi, you see from here that Menuka Miyavan cannot cover an issue of arusa. You want to tell me, like the Rambam against Rashi, that Menuka Miyavan is not limited to soit itself, you want to tell me, like the Rambam, that it applies even to Dirabanans, even that I could swallow. You want to tell me that it goes out of the realm of Shias into an arusa also, notwithstanding the fact that an arusa is muteris in a few minutes from now, says the Rambam, that I will not be Makabal. That is one word. What's the one word? Wrong, says the Rambam. That can't be. That is against some affair, Shugamah. That's how the Ravid read Rambam. So the Ravid's reading a Rambam. The Ravid remembered this Gemara. So he didn't have to fiddle around looking for it. He had it up here. He saw the Rambam. He said, wait a second, that can't be. Your application, you went one step too far. Rashi and the Rambam, I could side with the Rambam. Shania, that I could accept. To go from Shania to Arusa, that cannot be, says the Ravid. That is outright contradicted by this Sugya from Baal Arusa. That's a kasha, no? When you see a kasha like that, that's a kasha. Who here lost sleep over this kasha? Who here went to sleep last night to even have to sleep to lose? No, Rabbi say, come on. Who thinks this is a bomb kasha? All hands up. Who thinks this is just an amazing kasha? Who has good the answer again?
You have situations situation where he married her before, it was Megara Ishar, and then he has Eris again. So then you have.
So you're asking on the Gemara. Why don't the Gemara give you another case? Okay, he's got to figure that out. What happened to that? But the case, Rambam Chama did give his case. No? Come on, it's not a kasha. I mean, it's a kasha. Yeah. No, but we'll have that. But Tachas, the Torah is addressing a reality. According to Rabbi Chama, there's a reality taking place of Oros Bol, Oros Osir.
It wouldn't be a problem.
The Rambam said the Feirish that if you're Mazana with an Arusa, so there's no Mesota anyway. We're trying to figure out why we need a Pasuk to disqualify because she's still not yet Tachas Isheich. And part of that Okimta is Hakam Askin, he must have been Bala Rasasai. Once you stick that into the Okimta, so Mamel does not make Saita. So if I had the Kashan Dukh, we need a Pasuk for. In other words, so the Mishnah Melech says he doesn't understand but Chilas covered the Rabbi, doesn't know what the Rabbi wanted from the Rambam. Says the Mishnah Melech, he says, the Rambam only said that Bol Arusa is not called the Menuka Mihavon when, after the Beis Din at some time in history, created this accord, Bol Arusa Asai. Somewhere, sometime between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and the days of the Mishnayah, somebody made up a din called, one Beis Din made up a din called Bol Arusa Asai, according to the Rambam. Before that Isra Bol Arusa Asai was instituted, if a person would have been Bol Arusoso, would Sota have worked? Of course it would have worked. He was Menucha Mi'av, he didn't do anything wrong. If you do something, what's that called in Havdalah in America? If you do something before the law is passed, there's something in the Constitution about that, no? What? No, there's a special second Latin term, no? If you do something and then it becomes Osir, is that what it's called? No, there's a, isn't there some legal term for that? Who knows anything about that? I should wrap it quick. Legal term for if I do something now, that's what it's called. But is that in the Constitution or something? Is it?
It's in the Constitution.
It's somewhere. Just push it. Okay. So ex post facto. So comes the Rambam and says, based on the halachic principle of ex post facto, that at the Beis Din makes it that kind of later point in time, there's an isser of a Bol Arusoso. But when I was Bol Arusoso, it was mutter. So when I did it, I was a Menucha Mi'avon. So the Torah in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, we're looking back to Moshe Rabbeinu. We're trying to figure out, the Baruch Hashem gives Moshe Rabbeinu this din called, as we record in the Mishnah Maseches Sota, that Tachas Isha Pratla Arusa. That there's no din of Hashkasa Sota when she's still in Arusa. So we're trying to figure out, Moshe Rabbeinu comes out from our Sinai, we have this din in front of us, and we're scratching our heads and feeling, give me a case. I need a case. How could the Torah bother to tell us this case if it doesn't exist? Because it's Baladei Sheikh Ksiv. So we figure out, Rabbi Chama says it must be that the Kavanah Sator was, even Oros Bala Rasasa, even though it preceded, so you had to be as a Baal, Shechivis HaBaal before Shechivis HaBoyo, still the Torah says there's no Meisaita, and this is a necessary component to this scenario. Bala Rasasa. So we ask Akash, Bala Rasasa was Osir. That's not a fair question. That's an ex post facto question. We're trying to be down on what the need for a Pasuk Chumash. He asked me a kasha from a Dindur Abana from 1,000 years later. That's crossing time zones. You're not allowed to do that. The Rambam's writing, the Rambam's sitting in Cairo 3,500 years later and telling you, by the way, now that in the last 1,700 years, some days in somewhere made up this din called Bola Rasul. So I'm telling you now the din is, it's not called Menucha Mi'avon. So the kusha, the kasha, the rai, but the chayr is Nishkin kasha. That's the pasha that's varm in the Rambam. So Baruch Hashem, we could breathe a sigh. But we still have a tremendous chiddush at the Rambam. Whether he's against the Gemara or not against the Gemara, it's still a tremendous chiddush. Because the Rambam went so far. The Rambam went from Rashi started out with Sota. The Rambam went to Kol via Asura. Then the Rambam went even to Shnia. Then the Rambam even went to Arusa. So you could have stopped the Rambam anywhere along the way. Rashi stopped the Rambam over here. The Masa Son stopped the Rambam basically over here. The Ravid stopped the Rambam over here. The Rambam's train is still going. Non-stop. But even the Rambam's about to run out of steam in a minute. Because there's a Gemara Masechta Sota that discusses another Shaila. What if a person is married to a woman he is not supposed to be married to. And he's having beer with her all the time. He's not supposed to be married. His marriage is not sanctioned by the halacha. What is a terrible problem? What is a terrible halachic problem that we're dealing with? Who saw? She is mu'beres chaveroi or menekes chaveroi. Everyone saw in the Gemara? Mu'beres chaveroi, menekes chaveroi. What's a mu'beres chaveroi, menekes chaveroi? You have a woman who was married. She became pregnant. Her husband died, her husband divorced her. Or, the woman was pregnant, she had a baby, she's nursing the baby, the husband died, and divorced her. She wants to remarry. So she's either mu'beres chaveroi or menekes chaveroi. So comes the Gemara Masechet Yevamos and says, La yisa adam mu'beres chaveroi, menekes chaveroi. You're not allowed to do that. If the woman is either pregnant from another man or nursing, you're not allowed. Why not? What's the problem? It's not gonna, this is not havchana. Havchana is when you don't know who the baby is the first 3 months. We know she's pregnant. She's in her 9th month already. Why can't you marry her? So the Gemara says the reason why you can't marry her is there's nothing really wrong with marrying mu'beres chaveroi. The real problem is marrying menekes chaveroi. Because menekes chaveroi, what's going to happen? There's a chance if she's menekes and then she's going to marry you, there's always that chance that when a woman is nursing, she may become pregnant. Not likely, but happens. Women sometimes do become pregnant even when they're nursing. And what happens is, even out of Yemizah, we have this issue that becoming pregnant will interfere with the supply of milk, right? That's still medically true, but it will interfere. It could. What? It does, right? Okay, it interferes with the supply of milk. So usually what happens, if every once in a while a nursing woman becomes pregnant, so she usually stops nursing. That's pretty much what will happen with Bizmanazah. So Bizmanazah, that's not so terrible, because Bizmanazah, Baruch Hashem, a list of 40,000 different companies that sell formula, most of them with kidneys, without kidneys, so you'll find something to feed your baby. In the olden days, if a woman had stopped nursing early, that could sometimes spell disaster. It wasn't so simple. Then he had to find food to provide for this baby. If a couple is married, it's the husband's child, and his wife becomes pregnant, all right, so the husband, you know, he's a little nervous about it, okay, but, you know, so be it. It's his own child. So they'll wean him quickly off, so she'll stop nursing, and the husband will take another job at night and get more money and get more food and be able to figure out what to do with this baby. It's his own child. If it's Yenim's child, somebody else's child, so the husband's going to think twice before he goes in Mesa Nefesh to go support, to go get pay for the extra millions of dollars to go buy the baby formula to feed somebody else's child. So therefore, there's always that chashash out there that if the woman becomes pregnant from Reuven and she's still nursing Shimon's baby, that could chalila be a chashash of pikuach nefesh. Maybe they won't take proper care of the previous baby, and that could be very, very detrimental. So therefore, Chachamim made a gezeira, made a din mid rabbanon, lo yisa adam menekes chaveroi. And of course, they threw in for good luck lo yisa adam mu'beres chaveroi, because every mu'beres will eventually, very soon, become menekes chaveroi. So therefore, they made a takan across the board. Lo yisa adam mu'beres chaveroi, lo yisa adam menekes chaveroi. That's the din. And if you did it, so you have to separate. You can't stay together. You have to wait. Lo yisa adam mu'beres chaveroi, lo yisa adam menekes chaveroi. Adi yom is that this din tak applies in Bizman. Comes the Gemara and discusses a couple got married and they weren't supposed to. They've been together for the last 6 months and from either Mubarak or Menachas Chavero. And then what happened? She went ahead and did what? Didn't do too much. He gave her kinoi, stira, she became a sota. Can you give the mace sota to drink it on? What's the din? Who saw the Gemara? What's the Gemara saying? Didn't put it on the Mamma Kermis? No. What? Does she or does she not drink? What's the Gemara saying? Is Machlekes who knew? Machlekes Remei and Rabbanan. What's Machlekes Remei and Rabbanan? Gemara Yevamos quotes Machlekes Remei and Rabbanan. What happens if a person violated the Yisra of Mubarak Shavim and Nechas Chavir? Forget about the Seyit. If it's a regular, normal case of Mubarak Shavim, what happens? They violated the Yisra. What do you do? So Rabbi Meir gets really, really angry at this couple. You know what he says to them? You guys violated this Yisra. You took into your hands the life, potential life of this child. You must get divorced. And you know what Rabbi Meir said? Lo yachse oilemus. You can never get remarried. As a what? What does Rabbi Meir do? It's a what? It's a knas. It's like cooking on Shabbos. This is the worst. Rabbi Meir made a knas. We have not to postulate this knas, but Rabbi Meir made a knas. Lo yachse yaitzi yigarish v'al yachse oilemus. And what did the Chacham say? Yigarish. The Chacham say yaitzi. You have to get rid of her. You have to separate now. When the 2 years are up, then you can remarry. When the time and the chashash of Mubarak and the Nechaz is over, then you can remarry. But in the interim, you must get divorced. So Machlekes Remei and the Rabbanan. So comes the Gemara in Saita and says, but before all this happened, before they got around to getting divorced, she went ahead, he went ahead and gave Akinu, and she did Stira, and now she comes to the base mixture to drink the Meis Saita. So we're going through the checklist of Meis Saita. Is this woman eligible to drink Meis Saita or not? Wait a second, we have a problem. What's the problem? She's a Muberes Chavim and Echis Chaveray. Is she called Takasisha? Is this a marriage that's supposed to be? Is this a Menuka Be'ovon? Is this proper? Does this meet the criteria of drinking? So what does the Gemara say? What does it depend on? According to Rabbi Meir, what do? We say, you're not drinking nothing. Just goodbye. Finish. Done. What about according to the Chachamim? According to the Chachamim, we'll let you drink. I didn't say we'll let you get married. You stay married. We'll let you drink. You could drink. If you pass the test, you get divorced. You come back in 2 years from now. But we'll give you the opportunity to drink. If you don't drink, then you're a Saita suffering. We all avoid. Then you're going to be a Sula Baila with the rice and be suffering. We're going to let you drink according to the Chachamim. Why are we going to let you drink according to the Chachamim? This guy's been in violation, blatant, gross violation of the Yisum Uberes Chaver Menechas Chaver for the last 6 months. He's a what? What is he? What is he not? He's not a Mukumi Oven. Here's the Rambam. What does the Rambam say about this? Here's the Rambam. Where's this Rambam? I didn't put it on. What? Was it there? Where is this? Where is this Rambam? How do you find anything? Oh, there we go. It says the Rambam. Ava v'nasim uberes chaver b'nechas chaveroi. Not surprising, we follow the Chachamim. Harezo shosa, she'en kanavera. It's a little bit of an overstatement, en kanavera. Doesn't mean that tzaddikim gemurim. It means that en kanavera, the type of an avera, to disqualify from nika ish mi'ofen. Why not? It's also with the Rabbanan. They violated the takana of Beis Din HaGadol. There was a Beis Din HaGadol sometime between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the days of the Tanaim, who instituted the Issa de Rabbanan called Mumberes Chaver Menechas Chaveroi. Why, I ask you, is this Issa de Rabbanan any different from the Issa of Shnias? Why is this different than any other Issa de Rabbanan under the sun? Why is this not called a Chisar and a Menuka Mi'ovin? Who's going to be sitting in the corner saying, I told you so? The Ravid, according to the Ravid, I'll tell you exactly why this is okay, says the Ravid. Says the Ravid, you want to give in, you want to like the Ram against Rashi, that I understand. You want to hold against the Maaseh Sason, that I understand. But even you, Rambam, have to differentiate between a Shnia and a Arusa. That was the Gemara, the Ravid, supposed Gemara that we thought wasn't really sure existed. Says the Ravid, an Arusa can't be called a Chisar and Menuka Mi'ovin because it's an Issa Sheyesh Laheter. So now the Gemara reads like a charm. What does the Gemara itself to say? According to Rabbi Meir, who says, Yigaresh, V'al Yachzer, Oilemis, so they made an Issa de Rabban of the Oilem Vora, Numeris Chavei Menechas Chavei, right? They've now in violation of an Issa She'en Laheter. An Issa She'en Laheter is Tacha called a Chisar of Menuka Mi'ovin. But according to Chachamim, it's an Issa She'esh Laheter. It's going to come back in a few months, in 2 years from now, they can come back and get back together again. So basically, Muberes Chaver Menechas Chaver, according to the Rai, but is the halach equivalent of what? It's just about the same as a what? As an Arusa. The Rai says that an Arusa is Mutlach, I proved to you, beyond a shadow of doubt, maybe from the Gemara. That's exactly why Muberes Chaver is Mutl, the Didan, according to the Chachamim. But according to you, the Rambam, who says that Shnia is also, Arusa is also, so why is Muberes Chaver Mutlach? What does the Rambam mean, Ein Kanavera? What do you mean, Ein Kanavera? What's like Kanavera? It's an Issa de Rabbanan. Who decides? Who judges which Issa de Rabbanan are less than others? What's the? Why is that not called an Aveira?
It's not less.
Ooh, so the Chora, what the Rambam means is as follows. The Rambam says that any time there's an Abiyas Isser, that's a Chisar HaMenuka Mi'ovin. Nari Muberes Chaveira Menechas Chaveiro is not a biasur. It's not a biasur mideraisa. It's not even a biasur midrabbanim. It's not called biasur. It's not a hukas isur bia. It happens to be, but it's not. It's not really a biasura. You know what it is? It's an isur of what? Of a chaybahem. It's an isur pikuch nefesh. The Chachamim said it's dangerous. The Chum sized up as a fear of danger, and therefore the Chum said, we're not going to trust you to buy the formula. The guy's going to say, It's not dangerous. I'll buy the formula. I'm a millionaire. I own the formula factory. I can give plenty. No, there's an issa. You're not allowed to do that. The Chacham made a little plug that we're not allowed to endanger the life of this little young innocent child. But it's not called be a sasuros. You violate the issa by getting married and living as ish v'ishta, but the name of the issa is not really, that's not really the issa. The issa is not really the bia. The issa is setting up a matzav, a situation where it's dangerous for the child. That's not, it has nothing to do with Nukum Yavim. The chlal not shachter a pashim Nukum Yavim. The stubby that's what the Rav mentioned. Ain ken aveira means, there's no aveira in the bia. There is no aveira. It's also, but it's not an issa from bia sasuras. That's the pshah in the Rambam. So all the rabbanos are the same. Shniya, Sarusa, they're all the same, according to the Rambam, except Mubarak's Chaver and Nechas Chaver fall short. So I ask you, Rabbi Said, this pshat may be guilty of overkill. Why? It's such a great pshat. Who is it now difficult for? Which Tana now is out in the dark? Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, the Farish incites that according to Rabbi Meir, Mubarak's Chaver and Nechas Chaver is a problem. And taka in a shaisa. Why? I just got finished saying that the nature of the yisra is not bias asuros because the nature of the yisra is a pikuach nefesh. There's nothing also about the ma'isa bia per se, so therefore it doesn't touch on the pasha saita. So why according to Rabbi Meir does it? What's the answer? Because since according to Rabbi Meir they made a knas the olam void, now it's a fundamentally different type of an yisra according to Rabbi Meir. According to the Chachamim, this woman is not asura to you. It's just an isra pikuach nefesh, and therefore we'll tell you, get divorced, and 2 years from now, when it's no longer dangerous, get back together. We'll dance yechasin in 2 years. 2 years from now, according to Rabbi Meir, since the Chachamim said you shouldn't do it, and the guy went ahead and violated the isra, Rabbi Meir instituted a knas. The nature of the isra now changes according to Rabbi Meir. The nature, once Chazal make a knas the olam void, they're going to call this woman an isha ha'asura midirabonon. But guess what? An isha asura midirabonon is enough to kick in what din? It's not called menucha miyavon. So therefore, you can't ask any kashas from Rabbi Meir. The Rambam will concede. The Rambam never said in kind of veil to Rabbi Meir. The Rambam's not talking to the Kira Rabbi Meir. It says the Rambam's according to the way we pass like the Chachamim, ledidon in kind of veil, which translates to mean that's a code phrase, meaning there's no bias asuras. According to Rabbi Meir, there is bias asuras. So everything has amukum yav b'shal. Look how far we got in this Rambam. So again, we're learning subas. We're just trying to figure out what's the din derabbanan's deraisis. Do derabbanan's qualify as deraisis or not? So in Hilchas Onas, we saw the Gemara seemed to say one thing, the Rambam said something else. But like Mishnah Melek, he said Mishnah Melek, Sason. Then we went fishing, looking at Hilchas Soita. Took us a little bit of time just to iron out the sheet that's being rash in the Rambam. Once we understood the Shiz of Rambam, then we took the Rambam and flying from Bias Asuras to Shnias, from Shnias to Arusas. The Ravid stopped us over here. The Ravid took us to a Gemara and Sota, it may not be a Kash against the Rambam. Then we said, even according to the Rambam, the buck stops here. You cannot go from Arusa to Muberes. Umeinekes, that is for sure overkill. Question is why? So we had to redefine what the nature of the Yisr of Ein Kanaver, what that means. Uberes from Menech is not an Yisr, Bias Asur, it's an Yisr of Pikuch Nefesh. It's a separate, distinct type of an Yisr. But even that new Hagdara may taka be subject to Machlekes HaTanoi. Right. So Rabbi Say, we seem to be siding with that original Kesef Mishnah, that original Mishnah Melech, but the Shittas of Rambam really seems to be the Rabbanans are almost part of the Arises. Means when the Torah is magged, there is a certain halacha. Once the Chum kick in 500 years later, institute something, it becomes nichlal on that din with the Arisa. And this woman, this man is not a milk in the oven anymore. This woman is not an issue of the kaim anymore. That seems to be the theme permeating this sugya, according to most, Ketzibishnu Mishnah Melech Vadaseh Rambam. We like this. We're very, very happy with this presentation of the Rambam. We're not sorry with Maris Hasson. We had problems with Maris Hasson. Hilchas Sota doesn't seem to be suggested that Maris Hasson was saying. But there's something else that makes us very, 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 very happy, very satisfied. Should make us feel very good, especially this time of year, when we see the sheet this around being presented. What should make us feel really good this time of year? The Rambam and Hilchas Mamrim should really make us feel good. Because the Rambam has this famous comment in Hilchas Mamrim. When there's a machloikis, hard to call it that, but we'll call it that anyway. It's in the Beis and Agola and the Zokin Mamre. So the Beis Din paskins X, and the Zochin Mamre paskins Y. So he becomes a comes to Zochin Mamre, provided that they were arguing in an area of Kares. That's an absolute condition, almost condition of Kares. How do you know that? Because it says Ki Pol Mimcha Dover LaMishpat, and it says Vino Da Dover Shechot Bled. Unless it's Parsh Parsh Meikra 2 weeks ago. So Dover. We have a Gzeres Hakasov that has to be a Machlekes and Hilchas Kares. So the Rambam rattles off in the end of Hilchas Mamrim a whole bunch of different examples of Yisurei Kares. Let's say they're having a fight about some Shaila about, I don't know, let's say the Sanhedrin says you're allowed to remove watermelon pits on Shabbos, and the Zochin Mamre says you're not allowed to. So that's the Shabbos Kares, becomes a Zochin Mamre. Or they're having some kind of Machlekes and Hilchas Nida, that's a Shaila Zochin Mamre. Or they're having some kind of Machlekes and Hilchas Chometz, that's a Zochin Mamre. And what's an example of Machlekes and Hilchas Chometz, says the Rambam? If they're fighting about whether this is Chometz or not, that's for sure Zochin Mamre. And what if they're not fighting about that? What if they're fighting about some shayla about eating chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? So there's no isakaris for that. It says the Rambam, but it's still called an isa chametz. So that gezeres hakasa that has to be an isa sheyesh b'kares doesn't mean this particular case has to have kares. It means it has to be on the heading of a category in halacha sheyesh davar sheyesh b'kares. So if they're fighting about chametz at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, that's also called a davar sheyesh b'kares. It's a chiddush, but that's called a davar sheyesh b'kares. So far, so good. So far, the Rambam hasn't said anything major yet. Then the Rambam says something very dramatic. What does he say? Now, what if they're fighting about chametz in the shashishes? They're fighting about the status of chametz 45 minutes before chatzos. Not only is there no kares per se, there's no sederaisa. Nobody says it's also sederaisa. They're having some kind of a fight about chametz in the shashishes, which is called the chametz derabanan. That's all it is. Nothing more. It's a chametz derabanan. What does the Rambam say? Yechayev on Zochin Yechayev. Misa, the Rambam is putting the person to death based on the parish of Zochin Mamre because they're fighting about a Dovah Sheyesh per Kores. I there's no Kores, I it's not even Deraisa. It doesn't matter, says the Rambam. It's a Dovah, quote unquote, Sheyesh per Kores. So, notwithstanding the fact that the guest of Mishnah, we would have most expected to get excited about this, he takes the Rambam in a totally different shot. We're not going to go down that route right now. Rabbi Chanan, quotes Rabbi Chaim, the famous beer in the Olam HaYeshivas, what's behind this Rambam? How is that called a Dover Sheyesh B'Kares? It's not a Derabbanan. What's the answer? That's the way it is. That once the Chachamim make the Issa Derabbanan, it's called an Issa Chometz. Chaim calls it Issa Proti. It's not just Stam an Issa Derabbanan B'Yama. It becomes an Issa Chometz, Hashem Chometz. Even a love of Derais, it's called an Issa of Chometz. This Rambam, Hilchas Mamrim, Hilchas Chometz, is very much L'shitaso in Hilchas Ksubis. Very much the Shitas of Chasait. It's all part of the same theme. Not everyone agrees to the Rambam. Not everyone agreed to the Rambam here, but in Ksufas, not everyone agreed to the Rambam there in Saita. The Ramban was the big Rapplucht in the Rambam. The Ramban says, Yisurim Derabbanan notwithstanding, that's not called Zochin Mamre. That's not called Davashesh Bekaris. But the Ramban says, you're allowed to eat chametz in the Shashishas? No. As Reb Chaim explained, that's an Issa Klali, that's a general. General overall iser of mitzvah listening to the chametz, not called chametz. According to Ramban, you can't take a iser derabbanan and say that's called an enim. You can't take a iser derabbanan and make it an enim ruuya. That the words don't make any sense, says the Ramban. Says Rav Chaim Das Ramban. But again, this sugya is primarily 90% is in the Rambam shita. The Rambam lefi ani yizdaiti. These three Rambams are very much the shitasim. The Rambam that started out the sugya of enis mefata. The Rambam that we spent so much time in the Chassoit, and the last Rambam, the Chassmamram, is all part of the same theory of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the Losasor is not just an Isser, but it's an Isser Prati, becomes part and parcel of that Isser, even on a level of the Araisa, and therefore it's going to affect the Chassoit with the Araisa, it's going to affect the Parsha of Enis Mephata with the Araisa, and it's going to ultimately affect the Parsha of Zochin Mamrim with the Araisa as well. So this is the bridge between the Ksuba Shurim and the Psachim Shurim. So open this room tomorrow. So we'll talk a little bit no gear lach lemaisa. Not about this Ram, we'll talk a little bit more about Hilchas Pesach, a little bit more lemaisa. Okay. Up here. What's our schedule? That's the most important question. What's our schedule for the next 2 days? Thursday schedule.